what it's worth, you're really good.
Thank you. So were you?
Everybody in there was. Especially him.
Do you really think we got a shot at getting this call back?
They gotta call us back. I think it's definitely one of the three of us.
Well, I guess we wait for that call.
Yeah, I hope you get that call.
Thank you. I hope I get that call too.
Hola amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. It is Friday, July 19th, 2019, and it's my honor to share today's guests. Hey, you want to introduce yourself for everybody, Johnny Evangelista?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Thanks, Willie. My name is Johnny Evangelista. I am the mother, quote-unquote, of the House of Evangelista Facebook fan page. We're a Facebook-based fan page. You know, we're not FX Pose. But, So I am the initial creator of the House of Evangelista Facebook page.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, so let's get everybody situated here. For those of you that don't know about Johnny Evangelista's awesome group on Facebook, why don't you tell us, Johnny, about your wonderful group and what it's about and how people can join?
Okay. So we started, I started this group just about a year ago. Our 1 year anniversary is coming up on July 23rd of this year. And, you know, I as a gay male, I was very excited when I heard that Ryan Murphy was bringing Pose to television. And, you know, as a fan of, you know, the documentary Paris is Burning, and I grew up just outside New York City. So, you know, the idea of ballroom culture in general was something that was not foreign to me, even though I wasn't particularly in it. But I kind of had the luxury of not being too far off from where that was really the hub of New York City. So about a year ago, I created this fan page based on the television show Pose, and which, you know, the show is this really groundbreaking television series that outlines not only, underground ballroom culture from the late 80s into the early 90s so far, but, it's very big on bringing the stories of the LGBTQI+ community to the surface and showing it to the public, particularly, the groundbreaking part is that many of the main actors and actresses are transgender, which this is sort of a first for our community to have these people in the forefront. So, long story short, created this fan page because I was so touched by the first season of Pose and watching, all of the cast bring these characters to life and become so lovable and so relatable. And started this fan page, and I think I had my husband, maybe a couple friends and family members who really were into the show, and it started to blossom and people started to share, and as such with the internet, a year later, we are at just about reaching 25,000 members. We are on Facebook. It's called the House of Evangelista, and it's a fan page. It's a phenomenal community of people from all over the world. We have, I think in springtime when the show aired in the UK on BBC, our membership just skyrocketed, and I think it was in May we started getting into like the thousands, and here we are, growing and growing, and it's this extremely supportive community of people who are just these phenomenal people, and they all come to the group with their own stories, and it's literally like 25,000 people engaging in group therapy. It's phenomenal, and the rest is history. So that's where we're at.
That is amazing. I was doing a search when I was, because I too was excited about Pose, and I've always enjoyed any project that Ryan Murphy does. But when I came upon your group, it impressed me, don't get me wrong, and I enjoyed the members and the topics. But what impressed me the most was you. The way you keep your group intact, the way you keep it flowing, and you don't do all that, I hate to say it, but you don't do the BS that other Facebook groups do. You don't let it get out of control like a Y2K mayhem. But I am in awe of that, and I really, really do appreciate that.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. It's been a journey. You know, it started out very small, and as it's grown, I want to say in the spring, about 2-3 months ago, we had a few members who had offered to help out because they saw that the group was growing. So for the first time, I brought on some moderators, and you know, we have, I just to throw their names out, Melissa, Amir, Red. These are people who kind of were group members who then came on and offered to help because they saw they enjoyed it. So I can't take credit for it all on my own. They have definitely helped to keep things in check. But, you know, in terms of keeping a large group like this in check, I've never done anything like this before. It just kind of fell into my lap. And by trade, my career, I am actually a licensed clinical social worker, and I do provide behavioral therapy to children and families. So I'm no stranger to mediating and trying to keep people in check and keep people positive, and really just trying to be diplomatic. And I think the biggest part is trying to show respect for everybody on the page. You know, everyone's got a story, and everybody comes from a different situation. You know, there's examples of, you know, someone may say, well, I take issue with, a group member may say, not me, but they may say something like, I take issue with heteronormative lifestyle, and I don't want to speak with hetero people. And, you know, the house will clap back, and they'll have something to say. And we kind of respect that everyone has a different story and a different background. But, you know, if I have to jump in, you know, mother will come in and clean house and try to keep the children happy. And
oh, yeah.
The children, I mean, the house members, so.
That's yeah, really good to hear. I like that. That's great to hear. So what here we're going to do is, I call this icebreakers. I'm going to bring up, like, 6 questions, and you're going to, like, you're just going to say your answer at the top of your head. Are you ready?
Let's do it. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Favorite food?
Favorite food? Italian.
Okay. 3 foods you would never eat.
Oh, 3 foods I would never eat. I would say these are kind of these crazy foods. Scorpions, because that is a food in Asia. I've been there and seen it. Large beetles. So any kinds of bugs. And number 3, canned fish.
Okay. Three of your top favorite shows.
Oh, well, okay. Pose, absolutely. A huge RuPaul's Drag Race fan. And The Walking Dead.
Okay. Okay. 3 of your favorite movies.
Three of my favorite movies, Flawless, fantastic film from, I think, the late 90s with Robert De Niro and Philip Seymour Hoffman. Mm-hmm. I'm a Disney kid by heart, so I have to say, you know, Toy Story.
Okay.
And one more, you still guess for 3, right?
Yeah.
A third movie, hands down, classic 9 to 5.
Awesome, awesome. I love that. I love 9 to 5. Favorite childhood memory?
Oh, your childhood memory. Wow. Oh my gosh. These are tough ones. There's so many.
I know, right? It's fun.
Favorite childhood memory would probably be, you know, I grew up in Southern California, in San Diego County, and I think my favorite memory would be just kind of being able to be a kid and not have the adulting responsibilities of today, and kind of probably just hanging out with the kids in my neighborhood and skateboarding and, you know, going on adventures up in the hill across from my house and played.
Cool, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite three hobbies?
Favorite three hobbies. I love travel, number one. Absolutely love traveling. Number two, swimming. I love swimming. And my third would be, at this point, probably monitoring the House of Evangelist, the fan page, because it gives me so much life.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the energy that everybody brings. So those would be my three, yeah.
Okay. Do you read any books?
I'm a reader. I have not read a lot recently, only because of life and you know, how it gets. You being a single parent, you know, just, I'm not a single parent, but, you know, just knowing how busy it get.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm definitely a reader. I don't read as much as I should.
Okay, is there a book that you could recommend to your listeners and your members of your group?
Yes, absolutely. There is a book that changed my life, and this is along the lines of self-help, and I think this is kind of an important topic to discuss, and this comes up on the page often, and you know, not only myself, but a lot of the other admins and moderators really try to press for the idea of self-care and taking care of ourselves, because again, you know, I've got these excuses for why I don't read as much, but that's when we need to stop and say, all right, I need to kind of cool down and take a little bit of time for you know, my brain and my heart, you know, just to sort of recenter myself. Mm-hmm. There's a book. It's called Radical Forgiveness. It's by a British author named Colin Tipping. And, you know, when this book came into my life, I was going through a really hard time. I had just lost my grandmother. And this is going back 4 years. And, you know, as relationships with grandparents go, you know, I come from that side of my family is Italian by descent, and I was the first grandson. So often in Italian culture, first grandson is kind of like it. You know, the grandmothers and grandparents, they're so excited, and we have a first grandson, and someone to carry the namesake down. Little did they know I would be a gay grandson, and may not happen, but that is what it is. And a good friend of mine, my friend Andrea from graduate school, she had just reached out to me on one of my sort of lowest, saddest days and the point of grieving the loss of my grandmother. And I was fortunate enough to have her for, oh my gosh, just about 40 years in my life. You know, I was just before I turned 40. And yeah, so she said, you know, this is a book I need you to read. I need you to pick it up. And I went to a bookstore and I picked it up and figured, you know what, let me sit down and thumb through it and see what it's all about. And, you know, the whole idea of this book, Radical Forgiveness, aside from, you know, learning to forgive yourself, is looking at what has happened to us and finding the gift in what that is. Because no matter what has happened, there's something for us to learn, you know, whether it's amazing and wonderful and happy or tragic and traumatic, there's always something to take from it. And this book changed how I thought about loss, and it changed how I thought about grieving. And, you know, so that was kind of a turning point for me. So Radical Forgiveness by Colin Tipping, phenomenal. It, you know, it does touch a little bit upon sacred religious beliefs, but it's non-denominational. So, you know, I'm not someone who jumps in on sort of the religious, I guess you want to say, bandwagon. I don't know if I should call it like that. But, you know, it, as far as faith goes and belief, it's just a phenomenal book. And there's a workbook in the back for yourself. So it's one of those books, if you buy it, it's not one you're going to lend out to somebody else, because you need to do your work in the back. And it's about becoming mindful and building insight. And, you know, just learning to live as yourself and respect what has happened, whether it's positive or negative, and then what you're going to take from that and what you're going to do with it. You know, and I think that has also driven me quite a bit in how I, you know, really going back to how we manage the Facebook page, the House of Evangelista. That's, you know, that's a big part of it, is is, you know, based on some of the things I took from this book. So I would recommend reading it. I recommend it to a lot of my clients. As I said, I am a behavioral therapist by, you know, by trade. So, and it does, it's, you know, there's certain things that just resonate with you. That's one for me.
Terrific. What about, do you have any three pet peeves?
Three pet peeves. Oh, yes. I love that he's got some pet peeves. Okay. So here we go. I am really big on, yeah, okay, there's a word that gets me. When people say supposedly instead of supposedly, it just grinds on me. And, you know, it's nothing against the person that uses it, but it's just the way my brain takes it in and processes it, it's like painful. So that's one of my peeves. Another peeve of mine is when people don't take responsibility for their actions and what they've done and blame others. That's a major one. And I think that kind of is overall societally a bit of an issue. And in terms of, you know, the current, not to get into politics, that could get mad.
Cool.
You know where I'm coming from on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are a couple of my peeves. I would have said at one point that people who kind of stir the pot and like to get messy, that, you know, in a situation like to cause drama was a peeve. But as I get older, I'm finding that I've kind of flipped the coin on that. And it's interesting because I know there's a psychological piece to it and there's a reason people do that. So it would have been, but it's not anymore.
Cool. Okay. Who are your top three favorite characters of Pulse?
Oh my gosh. I mean, number one, I have to say Blanca.
Okay.
Evangelista, the official mother of the House of Evangelista.
Yes.
And she, I think, is the first character that most of us have fallen in love with in watching, you know, the first episode.
Yeah.
Electra Wintour, I mean, she is, again, as I just said, I used to not have a lot of respect for people that stir the pot, but as a character, she is someone that you can love her in one moment, you can absolutely despise her in the next, but there is heart underneath her. So Electra Wintour, formerly Electra Abundance, then Electra Evangelista, and now she's House Hoth and created her own again. So, you know, I should have said spoiler alert on that one. Sorry. and then who else would be my next? Praetel. You know, he is a character who's you know, really learning to kind of come into his own and fight for himself and his life and his, you know, he's always been there for his community. And, you know, the one of the main parts, the main topic supposed is really looking at the HIV and AIDS epidemic as it hit, and it really became problematic, you know, for lack of a better phrase. And it's just such a horrible time in history for, you know, the LGBTQI plus community, and the way it was running rampant and just killing people, and seeing what his character has gone through, and that these are really very real things and things that people still struggle with on a different level, because it is a different time. You know, it is 2019, but a lot of it is also there. You know, a lot of the misperceptions and you know, bigotry and segregation, and I think that's part of what the House of Evangelista Facebook page, that's part of our draw, is that from the jump, it's always been a place of, you know, people are welcome, and people can come in no matter who you are and what your background is, as long as you're, at, you know, the very minimum, an ally to the LGBTQI plus community. You know, and they can kind of come in and explore it and get support when they need it. And, you know, that's really what Pose is about. It's about creating family. And, you know, at coming up on 25,000 people, you know, when you think about social media, there are probably 90% of the people on the page are there. And they're there, you know, they're there for it. But maybe they're just watching. You know, they're kind of taking in what's being posted, maybe giving it a like. Not everybody comments, and not everybody you know, puts up their own post. But, you know, I'd say those probably those 10% that do are making such a huge impact. And I think they're helping some of that other 90% who don't speak up so much to create a voice for themselves. And these are a lot of people who maybe feel as though they don't have a voice because they, you know, haven't been bestowed the privilege of, you know, being part of or being a heterosexual in a heteronormative society, or, you know, being white in a society where white culture is, you know, really looked at as sort of where everything kind of gravitates around. So it's really amazing. It's cool.
I love that. Okay. Do you have, if we were to check out your musical playlist, what top songs would we hear?
Well, okay. So, you know, obviously as a big fan of clothes, I'm a child of the 80s. I was a kid in the 1980s. And so everything that kind of comes up on clothes, every song that, you know, you go through the soundtrack and as I'm listening to it, it just hits me as like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I got to add that to my playlist. So I would say a lot of 80s and 90s. Probably one of my favorite songs is In My House by Mary Jane Girls. I feel like that song just, no matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm doing, that song, that'll take me to a good place. A couple others. You know what? As we speak, I'm just going to pull up my playlist, but let me just see real quick.
Oh, yeah, do that. Everybody does it. When I mention it, they're like, wait a minute, you know what? Let me get my playlist right now.
And see what's on here. Okay, you know what? I'm going to deviate a little bit because I do have a closed playlist. I'm going to go to sort of my go-to playlist. Oh, right now, I'm loving by Tyga featuring Whitney Houston, Higher Love. That just blows my mind because for Whitney Houston to be back in the top 100, you know, at this point in time, it just blows my mind. So to hear her voice in a song that's kind of fresh to us, even though, of course, it was recorded a long time ago, that's one. And you know, pretty much anything George Michael, anything Lizzo, George Michael, any Kygo, you name it. That's sort of where those are my go-tos. Kind of a mix, you know, 80s, 90s, and what's going on now.
Do you enjoy karaoke?
Do I enjoy it? It's been a long time since Mother has done any karaoke. I enjoy it. I'm not so sure the people that would be on the other end listening would enjoy it.
Okay, so this is going to be fun. This will be fun. Sing me a little bit of a ditty of a song that you like for karaoke before we take our music break.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Little Mary Jane. If you need a little piece of mine, come on over, boy, anytime. I'll keep you happy and so satisfied in my house. In my house. That's all I got.
Oh my God, I love that. That is so cute. Okay. That's amazing. All right, don't go away. We're going to take a quick music break. When we come back, Johnny has a special announcement. You don't want to miss a minute of it. We'll be right back.
What's up, guys? Marcel here. Joining the AMZ Formula family was the best decision that I've ever made in my entire life.
Sugar.
And we're back. All right. That was so much fun. I always enjoy listening to classic oldies, especially from one of my favorite movies, which would be the one with what is his name? I hate when I'm always trying to remember the name of the actor and it doesn't pop up. The one you remember, Johnny? You'll help me with this. It's a cute right. movie that everybody dances to. When it starts off with everybody showing off their shoes, I can't even think today.
Oh my gosh, I can't even.
Okay. I know, right? And it has my favorite singer that he sings on that movie. Oh, it's a Kenny Loggins that sings on that song. And I usually remember the name of the movie title, but for some odd reason, I can't remember. All I remember is shoes. Yeah, we'll come back to that one because it'll come back eventually. Okay, so you had a special announcement. Go ahead. The floors are yours.
Okay, so, you know, first of all, obviously, thank you, you know, Willie's View Podcast. I really appreciate, you know, you having me as a guest and to have a chance to kind of talk about the House of Evangelista Facebook page. Now, House of Evangelista, our initials are HOE. So we kind of refer to each other as hoes, ironically. So anyway, all of the hoes, the HOEs, have been asking for quite a while for some exclusive things like merchandise. And that's something that initially I was not very interested in making any money off of this page, but I've been talking with our admins and we decided that there's a lot on the horizon for us. We would like to expand out and have a presence in local communities. We have a lot of people from throughout the U.S., major cities, little cities, backwoods, you name it, and we're really trying to build up a roster of people who can represent our community and kind of spread the, you know, the love and the acceptance. So we started yesterday, actually, we launched merchandise line, which is our HOE, House of Evangelista, and we had a phenomenal graphic artist whose business is called Peepershut, and he created a logo for us, and we have launched things like t-shirts, sweatshirts, you know, nothing terribly expensive, and we're going to try to take the proceeds from that. It's all in the beginning, but eventually we would like to establish some sort of charity just to bring education to people. And Mother needs to help out her admin team because these folks, let me tell you, put in so much of their heart and soul into this page, and they're not paid, and they're spending probably 10 or more hours a day. So we're kind of looking into that. So yes, we have launched the merchandise, which is now available on our page, which is very exciting. The graphic is really cool. It's quirky. It's also full of gay pride because there's a little hint of rainbow in there. And so that's what's going on. And we have a lot of other things happening. We've got some fun segments coming up. One of our house members is going to be doing something called What's in Electra's Purse, sort of a comical take on what might be in Electra Wintour's purse at any given time. Aside from like a knife and a hammer and probably a wallet and some cash. But so we have a lot of fun stuff coming up. So merchandise is big and we're just looking to kind of grow and all of that good stuff. Speaking of merchandise, a little birdie told me that the Willie's View Podcast was going to be coming out with some merchandise in the fall.
Yes, I'm really excited about that. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Inspired by you, actually, Johnny. So thank you. You started a trend.
I'm happy. I'm so happy. You know, listen, we are a community of people who need to support one another. And, you know, whether you are, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, you know, you name it. If you're an ally, you are also part of our community. So, you know, it's important for us to support small businesses. And, you know, you're doing a smash up job, Willie. I mean, 5,900 subscribers at this point you have?
Yeah, it's global. I'm just so honored, and I'm definitely blushing. Like I said, I started this as a hobby when I first started. It was just me and my daughter, and then all of a sudden, it just branched out. And I'm proud of my daughter because she's following in Daddy's footsteps. She has her own little podcast.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That is so cool. Well, look, and you're inspiring. So, you know, we all have the capacity to inspire, and, you know, my story is the same. Again, I just started this webpage thinking, you know, not a webpage, a Facebook page, thinking, hey, you know, maybe, again, a few people will join. And, you know, here we are, you know, we're in it, you know, you like me, like we're in the thousands of followers and people who just find something that they can connect with. And, you know, people will say that in sort of the age of electronics, that especially for me working with children and families, you know, a big thing is there's a lot of talk about, well, kids are not connecting with other people and we're losing the face-to-face interaction because of electronics and because of social media and computers and technology. But I think we're kind of in that, we're sort of evolving and we're finding new ways to connect. And, you know, this in itself, you know, a podcast or a Facebook page and, you know, finding a group of people or a podcast like yours where people can relate and enjoy, and, you know, that's phenomenal. So congratulations to you and thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Oh, yes, it's great. It's always great having you, and you're always welcome back. As a matter of fact, perfect timing because I'm looking for another co-host. So if you're available, you're welcome to come anytime. And don't forget to check out House of Evangelista on Facebook and let them know that Willie sent you. And hey, Johnny's right there. So Johnny won't tell you who's in it, but I'm sure Johnny can approve this. There's a couple of post actors and actresses, I believe, that are in the group. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have, I would say we have a couple of the, there's a couple.
We're not going to say who it is because we got to keep them guessing.
We have to keep them guessing, but I will tell you this. If you check out our page under announcements, back in a couple months ago when the series 2 premiered, season 2 of Pose, Pose FX had MJ Rodriguez, Billy Porter, and India Moore. They made videos for our page specifically, and they posted them, and it just blew us away because we realized that they're also watching and they see what they're doing, and the actors were just, you know, addressing our page and our members individually and thanking us for what we're doing. And, you know, that, God, it doesn't get any better than that. That just floored me. And I think the page, they, you know, we still make sure they're posted up there under announcements so everybody can see. But yeah, you know, it's amazing. It's been an amazing journey. So
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see your merchandise, too, especially those shirts. I'm definitely going to order at least two of those.
Yeah, you know, it's merchandise for your nerve. It looks good, and it's cool, and it's stylish, and, you know, it shows that we all have some hoe pride. And, you know, it's okay to be a hoe. Just depends on what kind of hoe.
Awesome. So my question for you before we let you go,
yes.
Is House of Evangelista, are you on Twitter and are you on Instagram yet, or is that going to be your next venture?
No, you know, we are on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. What are your handles?
Okay. So good question. You know, two of my admin/mods, Red, who is now considered the father of the House of Evangelista, you got mother right here, Red Desmond, who's the father, he is in charge of our Twitter, Amir, who's one of our mods, is doing our Instagram, and oh my goodness, I'm a horrible mother, I don't actually know them offhand. I think we are House_of_Evangelista on Twitter, on Instagram, And then Twitter, oh, child, I don't know, but you know what?
Oh, that's okay. If you can't remember, just send me the information, and I'll add it to my magazine for y'all.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Royal.
Yes, all right. It's so much pleasure having you here. And I'll just throw this in the ring. If you ever need an extra hand, whether it's a moderator or even as an administrator, I'd be glad to help you guys. I love Houses of Evangelista. And I urge everybody, if you're loving polls the way I do on FX, definitely check out House of Evangelista. And Johnny's just ready to welcome you with open arms.
You got it. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. I'm having so much fun. Don't go away. We're going to take a quick music break. And then when we return, we'll find out who is the winner of our fall giveaway. Here we go. All right, everybody. The winner of our fall giveaway, $10 Walmart gift card, goes to Sarah Jolly. All right. Don't forget to claim your prize no later than the end of the month so that we can ship it out to you for September. All right, everybody. Let's see here. Let's all congratulate Sarah Jolly. Don't forget that The Lion King came out today in theaters. Don't forget to check out on Facebook, Unplugged TV. They got some amazing, amazing things that you've got to just check out. It's really cool. Unplugged TV. Only $20 a month can get you a service that has 6,500 plus live channels, including regular channels such as ABC, NBC, CBS, HGTV, Lifetime, USA, TBS, TNT, kids channels such as Disney Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, premium channels such as HBO, Stars, Showtime, Cinemax, PPV channels for UFC and all other PPV content, sports channels for NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, international channels from countries around the world, including but not limited to the Philippines, UK, Canada, Mexico, Puerto Rico, 24/7 channels with shows and movies you live playing all day, every day. And don't forget that if you enter Willie20, you'll get 20% off. How cool is that? I'll add the link on my online publications magazine for y'all on Party Wheels Online Publications Magazine later on today. You can go there, sign up, and get your weekend started. Don't go away. Got another music break right here. My ultimate favorite song, Pebbles. Girlfriend, you know you were the best he ever had. Oh.
Or not to believe, there is a question. It just takes a strength. cried my last cry. I'm out the door, babe. There's other fish in the sea.
All right, everybody, before I let you go, you got to check out Showbox Premium. Here at Showbox Premium, we have our own dedicated app for Android and Fire devices. It's easy, set up, and uses a username and password designated to you. What's different to the basic app, I hear you ask? Well, here we have 9,000 movies and over 2,000 TV series. We don't have ads getting in your way and no having to find servers to watch from. Search for what you want, click, and away you go. We have an ever-growing selection on 4K movies and TV shows, as well as a good selection of 3D movies to choose from. Prices are $12 months for $30, now only $20. You can use promo code PREM10 in a PM, and you can get 10% off a 12-month subscription. All right, everybody, don't forget to check it out. It is called Showbox Premium on Facebook. And again, you DM so that you can subscribe. And remember the code. It is PREM10. All right, let them know that Willie sent you. I've had so much fun. And don't forget, Soap Night is back tonight. It's going to be fun. I leave you with, cool it now, you better cool it now. Watch out before you lose control. Let's hear it. New Edition, Cool It Now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the flip side. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.